Well, Panther fans, we can't call it a deep dive, but at least the pool is open. And more importantly, Mike Rucker, Kevin Donnelly, the Panthers are on the practice field, wrapping up rookie camp. But guys, as we look at this, I have to ask you, what is it like? Go back whenever on the Wayback Machine and tell me what it was like to be out here as a rookie during rookie camp.
Well, there's a lot of nerves. I remember, you know, getting off the plane and you're kind of excited. You get into the meeting, normal, you get the playbook. But until you get out here, especially like a day like today where it's hot, all of a sudden those nerves kind of jump up on you. And you're like, man, I remember myself. I was like, can I do this? There was a little bit of doubt. Like, I worked hard to get here, but am I really ready for the National Football League? So there was a little bit of doubt for a small period of time, then you got to kick him back out your head.
I might have to go back and pull out some of that tape on you because I know I was here.
Yeah.
Kevin, same thing. I mean, you go into this situation, you got to have eyes big as saucers, don't you?
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, for me, this kind of made me remember a little bit those days. I was drafted by the Houston Oilers and getting down to Houston, and even though it was in the spring, it was hot. It was hot down there, and just getting used to I think the speed of the game was just so overwhelming at first because everything you tried to learn and grasp and all the playbook, all the different things, plus trying to get your technique better, and you're with a bunch of guys that they kind of don't know what's going on either at these rookie mini camps, and it was a big learning experience. It was a step in the process, but I was a lot like Mike. You know, there's moments of doubt. You're like, you know, maybe working in a bank might not be so bad because the heat and all the stress and everything that's going on, it's tough.
Well, we're going to dive during the summer and dive into some film. But right now, just talk about looking ahead and projecting on receiver DJ Moore. How is he going to impact this offense, Kevin?
I think for him, you know, really saw some nice things in him moving around today. I know he's just learning the offense, but really just fluid, very athletic, made some nice grabs. In fact, I didn't see him drop a pass all day long. It's very encouraging to see that from him. But I think he's a guy that they'll be able to move around, get some matchup problems on with his speed. Also, I think, you know, he's big enough and strong enough to play outside. If that's something they want him to do, seeing him in person and seeing the weight that he has on him at 210 pounds and still being able to run a 4.4, I think that opens up a lot of doors for North Turner and that whole offense to be able to do a lot of good things with him this season.
Well, Mike, I know you were down there with defensive line watching that young defensive lineman out of Ole Miss. Is he walking into a perfect situation?
He is, and I think the reason why, and hopefully he understands the situation, when you have a defensive coordinator who's done a very fine job with this defensive line over the last few years, and then when you have Sam Mills, who's been around some of the greats, you know, his dad was one of the greats, and so then you got Pep in the room and Mario, and so he's got a lot of experience at his fingertips. And so for him to take advantage of that is going to be really key, especially if he's not called on to just be thrown in right away and he can soak up some of this knowledge from these guys. But the one thing about Eric Washington and Coach Hope is that they're pressing right now. They are setting the foundation for this kid's future right now, today. And you saw that energy in the, just from the coaches and the effort that they're asking when the ball was on the ground, when they're swiping, getting after the quarterback. They set the tone today for this young man's career.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to watch this team all the way through OTAs and mini camp and get ready for training camp, guys. It could be here pretty soon. Panther fans, as always, stay logged on to Panthers.com for the latest news and information.